Hello, everybody. Welcome to Common Good Radio, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain, excited as always to bring you the good in our community. I'm here with Mr. Sean Campbell of CS Designs, Campbell CS Marketing Design Group Studios. Of the Marketing Corner, a man of many trades and faces and places and spaces.
Yeah, it's Chief Marketing Officer, okay. Sean Campbell, please.
Yeah, excuse Thank me. You. Sorry, Thank Chief, you. Do you get like Let's a special right. hat or like
Let's get that right.
vest that you get being the chief?
It was a tiara, but okay, our guest nice. Stole it.
She stole
she's
yeah.
wearing it now.
Yeah, for sure, and she deserves it. So, I mean, I'm not going to tell her that she has to give it back.
I'm willing to share. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
she's a really good-hearted sharing. Person. Yeah. That's a yeah. you know the good thing I love about pageant queens. You know, the royalty in yes. our country is they yeah. are they're benevolent mm-hmm. you know benevolent mm-hmm. royalty
yeah
I pulled out that $7
I like that.
Word you're welcome yeah so but this would not be the Common Good Radio Show if I did not give grace to a very loving father that has made it so we have royalty here in studio that I've been able to you know do all the amazing stuff that I get to host a radio show every week with one of my best buddies Sean Campbell who you know we're both fathers and we're both very blessed and lucky to have mm-hmm. those relationship with our children. None of that would be possible without the very loving father. And this week, I'm going to thank him with the Lord's Prayer, and it goes a little something like this. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. So, speaking of the good stuff, we got a really awesome kind of connection here. I'm really kind of blessed to have our guest in studio today who is a friend of a friend, but then a winner that's going to, you know, share her awesomeness with us today. Tori Fortune, who is the an amazing local musician and puts on a lot of amazing events to help all different groups. The group we're going to be talking about today that she works to help is PAC. And our guest today, Samantha, and tell me your last name. I didn't have your last name written down.
So my name is Samantha Lynn Peterson, okay. but in the community, I'm known as Vixen Von Raven.
Okay, Vixen Von Raven here is with us. And she is the winner of the most recent PAC pageant? What is
yes,
the,
yeah. Pinups for PAC.
Okay, awesome. Mm. So tell us about the event and tell us about who you are.
Okay, so the event was held just last month. Okay. And what we were doing is we've been like advocating and helping out with our friends of PAC.
Okay.
And what they do is we help bring in awareness mm-hmm. as well as whatever donations we can get from our community mm-hmm. and our fellow friends and, you know, family as well as our pinup sisters.
Yeah.
And we give back to PAC, the facility, to help with the enormous numbers of just overrating animals. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to advocate to where we can help within the community and educate them that please don't shop. You know, mm-hmm. adopt. Mm-hmm. It's going to bring that number down because we don't want to be euthanizing.
Yeah,
you know that's mm-hmm. just not good for the animals. We don't want that. Mm-hmm. We're all about love.
Yeah,
and kindness. We want to help the animals and we want to give them good homes. And PAC is a facility that does that. We have a wonderful system for adoption. Absolutely, mm-hmm. I've been to the facility and mm-hmm. I've seen it and I've talked to also Tori who runs it as mm-hmm. well. We have awesome. Two Tories.
Okay,
and he educated me a lot about what they did, and mm-hmm. I was just like, whoa, I want to be a part of this. Absolutely. Yeah. This is how I see is fitted nice. If I'm going to adopt an animal. So that's basically what we do right cool. now. We're just a group of amazing women that really put our efforts into the community to help, you know, tell about the community of what we're representing for PAC and PAC Friends of PAC.
Nice. That's super cool.
Yeah. So PAC is not Political Action Committee.
No. Absolutely not. It's not.
Oh,
no.
It's the other pack. The other animal. Pack. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. And so tell us more about this event, this pageant that went on and kind of like the makeup of that. And you know, I think it's like an annual event you guys do and you're the winner of it. So that's like, That's like a big deal.
Yeah,
like,
I'm still, like if, even I'm still if I sucking
a,
it in.
Win a scratcher at McDonald's, I get excited. So, yeah.
No, I'm totally stoked, absolutely honored. It was very unexpected. When I go do these things, I never go in with it as a competition in my head. I always go with an open mind, and I'm having fun. I never have any expectations. I'm really there for my fellow friends, making memories, definitely being a part of the day and whatever charity organization or whatever we're the platform is for to advocate for. And I did. I actually am wearing a medal now. Like we had so many things a part of that day where we had who was going to raise the most donations. I mean, people got awarded for that. And every pinup that made an effort to get as much money as we could in for Friends of Pima, we were rewarded for that. And I was very lucky to get this amazing medal for my efforts. Done. And I wasn't aware of that. I just thought it was for like the outer community, not for people that were within the contest.
Yeah.
So that day, Tori and the music group that she's a part of, Arizona Music Connection, they formulated a system for us ladies to go on stage. We got to answer and a question. We also got to say what we would do. Like one of the questions was what we would do if we were the winner today of the pack. And so we each got to answer that question. We also got to do this fun, like little dance jig on stage where we just did like a dance and then we posed and we danced a little bit more and then we posed again. So they got to see a little bit more of our personality. And through those breaks, we also did posing and modeling on some cars that decided to participate. And within that time frame, we were able to walk around. We got to talk. We got to tell people about why we were there. And again, like advocate more for them. It was just a whole of seeing whose personality shined through all of that, who is putting the effort in, who is really, you know, had that heart of gold. And I guess that was me. So
Nice. You're the heart of gold. Congratulations. Awesome.
I really wanted to help out, and I was really proud to be a part of that. Okay. Still am.
So we got about a minute left. Tell us about AZ Car Show Babes, and what's that? And then what other upcoming events you have and how people can plug in.
AZ Car Show Babes is my baby with my good friend Jen. We have a system out here in Tucson that we've created where we are directing events, most of it related towards pinups and car shows.
Okay.
And we do have an event coming up this Saturday.
Okay.
So if anyone is aware of the Marana's Founders Day parade that's happening this Friday, excuse me, this Saturday, the 18th, they're doing the parade about, I want to say 9 o'clock in the morning. Okay. And then after that, we're going to be having a car show and it's going to be a pinup contest. There's going to be food, vendors, events, all kinds of stuff happening that day. So we.
And how can people get a hold of you?
Oh, if you can find me on Facebook under Samantha Lynn Peterson, you can either find me under Vixen Von Raven or you can find me under AZ Car Show Babes with a Z.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
No, thank you.
Yeah, awesome. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with the one and only, the infamous yet famous Sean Campbell, the chief marketing guru of CSGS. Go to veteranrescuemission.org or homecommunityservices.com to find out more about the show or the marketing corner or many of the different things that we do to help the community. We'll be right back. Hello, all you beautiful people and you okay-looking people out there. You can listen as well. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor Jael McClain. God said I'm allowed to have a sense of humor. Mm-hmm. And I'm here with my very humorous friend, Sean Campbell.
Thanks for letting me listen to the show as well.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, I was going to make you put your finger in your ears and go la 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 la, but you, I think today you deserve to hang out with me and Christina.
Awesome. Yeah. Almost stressed out for the show today. Almost dressed up.
I thought you may have. I was thinking about today I was going to dress like you because I thought there was a chance you may dress like me.
I am on this mission to become an adult.
Okay.
And I have had some new adult shoes arrive.
Okay.
And I'll be interesting. Button down shirts and everything.
Interesting.
But I'm going through a transformation.
Well, now that there's no Toys R Us anymore, there's no Toys R Us commercial saying I don't want to grow up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have to grow up.
Yeah. I'm growing up this year.
Yeah. I'm growing up. But you only have to grow up so much. Like that's the trick.
I've had a big ceiling still.
Yeah, that's true. Like we're both probably like just coming out of teenage years from maturity goes. So we can use another probably 10 years.
I may need to find a stylist. So if you know any stylists out there.
Well, Christina, I see Christina knowing some stylists.
Hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I have no style.
No?
Yeah.
What?
I told somebody that the other day and they said, you actually do have a style. Mm-hmm. It's your style. Yeah. Okay. And it's a classic style.
Maybe Diana Carbonell.
Can she style us both?
Years ago, Diana told me that my brand, my initial thing that tells people who I am are my watches.
Okay.
Yeah.
For sure.
So I've gone back to the more traditional watch as opposed to the smartwatches. So I'm beginning the transformation.
Well, definitely. I mean, your hair, your glasses.
I got a haircut like today.
From your neck up. sweet sauce. It's just now we're just going to work from the neck
down. T-shirts. Yeah. It's the pair of jeans that I wear 17 days in a row. Yeah.
That's a thing. I mean,
hey,
and I have
like 20 pairs of the same type of jeans. They're just in different colors. Uh-huh. I know it fits me. I know what I like. I reorder off of Amazon. I look for them on sale. Yeah. Like I'm very smart about it.
And exactly.
And that's allowed. That's allowed. It's just you can't wear the exact same pants that you wore the 16 days prior. Like, us guys, we'll do that. We will do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. But yeah, it took me a while to get to a point, and we'll actually talk about our guests here in a second, to where I wore suits 2 to 3 days a week because, you know, there's just, you know, a certain energy that I'm trying to resonate. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a certain, you know, image, particularly, you know, the work I do, whether it's helping homeless veterans, whether it's being a pastor, whether it's being a CEO of a nonprofit, hosting a radio show, networking out there in the community. There's a certain image that one would want to keep.
Yeah. And now that I have a little more weight on my shoulders that I absolutely appreciate and I, you know,
chief.
Yeah. That I need to, it's not just myself anymore. Yeah. I have other people that, you know. So.
And I think that looks waiting for you. I mean, and you really don't have to go overboard with it. I think it's just a little kiss will really like give you that touch you look to just give you that distinguished.
And it's going
to
be a slow progression. I'm not going to do it overnight. It's
maybe like a smoker jacket with the patches on the elbows. What do you think? I don't know.
Well, a cigar.
Let's go with it. Just a cigar. Try some things. Yeah. But so we have Christina Calderon with real estate agency.
Yeah, Realty One Group Integrity.
And she's a good friend of the show, good friend of Sean and I. She's I'm definitely looking forward to her teaching me some arm bars on Sean. I see it coming.
I love it.
But in the meantime, I know I'm an avid fan of yours online. If you're not following her, Christina Calderon, on Instagram or on Facebook, I'd suggest it just because she does a lot of cool stuff between real estate work. She does commercial real estate. People who want to be real estate investors, she helps those people. She is a jiu-jitsu practitioner. And then also she gives back, and she's really seems like she's a big part of kind of community events, particularly around empowering women. So we were starting on that before we started the segment, but I'll have you pick up kind of where we left off on, you know, what I've been seeing you up to lately with the women's empowerment groups and so on.
Yeah, I love it. It was kind of accidental how I fell into it, strongly because of jiu-jitsu and realizing how much it's helped me. I struggled with PTSD and come from a long background of, you know, different kinds of traumas, and jiu-jitsu is something that helped me so much, just building confidence within myself. And you know, when I finally got my blue belt and was able to help other people, it really just inspired me to help them through their journeys and see the light in their eyes as they grow and become stronger emotionally, physically, psychologically. It's just so special. And to try and keep other women and girls, especially, from the things that happened to me happening to them. And I do sponsor seminars to, you know, help them grow in this direction. And then also with women, and this is kind of an interesting one, my best friend. Her and I are really active in the recovery community. We both are recovering alcoholics, and she has a little over 3 years, and I have almost 4 years sober. But
congratulations.
Yeah, thank you so much. So that is another area of women that I really want to develop, because I remember just living so hard in addiction and feeling like I couldn't do anything. And watching other women as they're newly sober and just feeling like the world is so big and it's, you know, they're never going to accomplish anything because they've destroyed their lives sometimes, and really building them back up. I mean, it's a slow, long process. But once you get to a certain place, you hit this amazing place in your sobriety where you feel like you can do anything. And I want to help these women capitalize on it, because sometimes you're like, oh, I'm so powerful. I've conquered addiction and I'm growing and I'm helping, I'm giving back and I'm helping others. But what do I do for myself? Where do I go? And so my best friend, she started flipping houses, and just for me helping her build that.
It's funny I hate to even cut into this cool flow you have, but it's funny you say the flipping houses thing, because I haven't heard that term in forever. Have you heard that term in forever?
It's been a minute. Yeah.
Is that a thing now again? Interesting.
It's huge.
On.
So
she started flipping houses.
She was, you know, housewife and loved it, you know, loved what she was doing, but just felt like this desire that she wanted more. And so, yeah, she was watching me and in the real estate world, she decided she wanted to go for it. You know, and it's definitely what people think of as a man's world, but she's tough and resilient and so much perseverance in that heart of hers. So, yeah, just watching her grow and helping build her team and build her up, it's been so much fun. And I want to do it again. I don't know how great I am with working with groups and coaching and mentoring, and I don't necessarily want to get paid for that position, but I loved working like intimately with one person and just building her up and watching her grow. It's just a cycle that I've fallen in love with.
Well, for people who want to get a hold of you, how can they do that?
Yeah, you can call me at 520-423-7888 or email me at ChristinaCalderoneHome@gmail.com. Or, of course, on social media. Yeah.
That's a really easy phone number to remember, 423-7888.
I love it.
Yeah. It's like an attorney's phone number. Well, that's Christina Calderon with, tell me the real estate agency.
Realty One Group Integrity.
Yeah, absolutely. Give her a call. Good friend of mine. Great person. Yeah. If you want to be surrounded by positive energy, she's the one. So this is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Vent and Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with my buddy Sean Campbell. He's a chief. We'll be back right after the break.
So a little switch up this week.
Switcheroo-ski.
Switcheroo.
Oh, here we are.
Switcheroo.
Man.
It's good to see you from both sides of the table.
I know.
In one segment. So
it's kind of like the microwave of radio shows. It's just quick and easy, fast, efficient.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, and we're kind of learning this on the fly, and thank you, David, for being here
worries.
And allowing us this flexibility in our broadcast today. This is the first week that the Marketing Corner has its own special segment in the Common Good Radio Show. So thank you so much, John. I appreciate it.
The pleasure is mine. I mean, it's it all kind of, you know, I talk about a lot on this show about kind of like divinity and kind of God's hand. And certainly it was God's hand. One, us just being paired together as friends. Two, me having you on my radio show and seeing you had some chops on you. And then you entrusting in me starting your own radio show and kind of like getting other people involved and promoting them, and kind of us teaching people on marketing and, you know, entrusting me to be your co-host on the show. And then now we've taken it to the next
now,
level. We're married now. We're like a radio marriage.
Now the trust you've given me to be in front of your audience. So I am so, so thankful. I really appreciate it. Thank you to all the listeners out there. being on a syndicated show.
I know, right? Ooh. Right now you're on
check
the,
that off the right, list of things to do.
At least, just think, just at least 50,000 people are listening to you right now.
It was hard for me to walk in doorways this week, you know, to see my friends because I was like, I'm going to be on a syndicated show.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm very proud of this.
I'm still processing it myself, brother. So, yeah. I'm with you.
Are you sure we're married? Are we in this for the long haul?
I'm in it. I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in. I told my wife about it, about you and David. So, yeah, it's official.
And you know what? I'm going to say it right now. We got even bigger plans. So I'm going to say what it is.
Okay. Nope.
Don't ruin it. Throw away the key.
But we have, I mean, a new and long time friend and David Kamara here in studio with us who, he's a stakeholder, and I didn't even realize it. If not a stakeholder, definitely an up-and-comer in the Tucson community, because he does a lot of amazing things with Child Advocacy
Center,
and then with Good Brothers Foundation.
We'll kind of go into in full
in the last segment of the show, but this is the marketing corner. So do his thing.
You know, every good entrepreneur, founder, business owner has a story.
Oh, definitely.
Right? Mm-hmm. Tell us about why are you doing what you're doing, David?
You know, so thank you for the opportunity, first of all.
No, thank you.
I always say I thank God for every opportunity I have to speak to people. The most powerful thing is the interpersonal connection between people, right? Mm-hmm. The ability to look at somebody in the eye and tell them what's going on, right? Mm-hmm. You know, it's so fun. I had the pleasure being with John the other day and talk about, you know, how did we even get here? You know, business, you talk about entrepreneurship. I would call myself like the ultimate entrepreneur. I'm the type of guy who, you know, I started in a sales company probably in 2012, 2013 in Philadelphia. This sales company, you know, probably within 6-7 months, I got promoted to crew leader. Probably within a year, got to assistant ownership. My leader moved to San Diego. We were starting selling. We were going door to door. So, you know, that's the trenches of sales.
Nothing better than door to door.
Nothing.
Better. Better or worse?
I don't know
when
you are truly a salesperson, if you can do door to door, you know, one thing you know is attitude.
Yeah, door to door is the New York of sales. If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere.
And that's the truth.
Yeah. I did door to door for Thomas Nelson Publishing Company. Okay. Did I ever tell you this?
No, books. Not at all.
Selling Bibles and encyclopedias in Sharon, Tennessee.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's a lot of companies that do that across America.
That's deep.
They build good salespeople. You have to have a great attitude.
Yeah. I did security
systems. College by that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did ADT.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. So I did. Yeah. We sold energy. We sold electricity across the country. I did that. We started doing that. Then when I moved to San Diego, we actually got into charity sales. Mm-hmm. So what we would do was charities would say, you know, we need 400, 500, you know, new clients a month. Wow. And then our sales company would deliver. So they would send us out there and we would go get clients. So we did that in San Diego. I worked in San Diego about 3.5 years building my team. Mm-hmm. You know, I was telling people about sales. I'm like, I was working 120 hours a week.
Yeah.
Grinding, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Working from, you know, 8 a.m. being the first guy in the office, always being the last guy to leave. Pushing myself, trying to be like, you know what? If you can do this, let's just try to make this out of here. Finally, I got a chance. I opened up my first office here in Tucson. We built that for 3 years. Then I opened an office in Albuquerque. Wow. I opened an office in Kansas City.
Wow.
Kansas City was working with the Kansas City Royals, selling tickets.
Oh, wow.
We did Home Chef, you know, tech companies, Google. I did every charity probably imaginable. Our biggest one here in Tucson was at ASPCA. Raised about $15 million here in Tucson for children all over the world, Save the Children, sponsorships like that. So, you know, building a company, in reality was building salespeople. You know, I promoted 3 or 4 offices. So take a guy off the street. and trained him to run his own office.
Yeah.
And making people successful.
So real quick, I mean, I think every entrepreneur needs to be a salesperson, you know, one of the top.
Yeah.
Give us three traits in about 30 seconds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What makes a good salesperson?
I think the first thing is that, one, your ability to be likable. Mm-hmm. I can teach you what to say, how to say it, even in the pauses to say it. Mm-hmm. But I can't teach people to like you.
Yeah.
Okay, the next thing is going to be the ability to have an attitude, right? The ability mm-hmm. to recognize that in the moment, you have to always remember your last success. Mm-hmm. Keep that mm-hmm. in mind. Mm-hmm. The ability to recognize that the present is the most important time. Who cares what happened before? Who cares what's gonna happen? Right now, you have an opportunity to make a sale. If you're caring about yesterday, you're not caring about now. If you're caring about the future, you're not caring about now. So I'll give you those three tips.
I instantly love this guy.
Yeah, he's awesome. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he'll definitely be awesome. A regular.
Yeah.
And in the meeting that we had the other day, much like when we first met, I couldn't help
but
bring up the fact that he should do his own radio show. So yeah. I can see it coming. So
absolutely.
I have another organization that's what I do now. It's something called TOG. Hmm. So TOG is
you got 10 seconds.
Touch of Greatness. Mm-hmm. And what we do, I do business consulting, teaching people how to, you know, take a regular salesperson, make them great, mm-hmm. And improve people. So this is definitely in my wheelhouse.
Nice. Cool. Well, this is the Marketing Corner with Sean Campbell on 1030 The Voice. I'm Pastor John McClain here with the one and only Sean Campbell. We'll see you later. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain with that very Veteran Rescue Mission here with David Kamara, with CAC and Good Brothers, actually with everything. Like, you're with like a 20 different organizations.
Come on, man.
But we're just, the main ones that
yes,
you're here is
I'm here
to represent are the
today.
Primarily, let's start with the Child Advocacy Center, because definitely we just met at the Arizona Sands Club mm-hmm. networking group
yes.
last week.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Literally.
And you, when I heard that, it's just like, it definitely hit me. Obviously, being a father myself mm-hmm. and just, you know, everybody, we all care about the kids, and we see, you know, how important it is for not only our future, but our present, you know, to put our energy into the children. Tell
today.
Us about the Children Advocacy Center and your part within that.
Yeah. So thank you. Once again, I always say, I want to thank you for this opportunity to reach people and to be in your presence. Thank you for that.
Yeah,
and I just have a great opportunity to be here with both my sons.
Cool kids, man.
Trey and
chill.
Levi, very cool.
The cool energy proud. In this room went up like 5.7 at least.
I'm like, yo, like yeah. as long as whatever I do, I'm like, you know, if I could have my boys around, I'm just proud.
That's
always.
That's
you know, the Children's Advocacy Center here started here in 1997 here in Tucson. This is the organization that basically what it primarily does is it connects the law enforcement, social services, child services, and puts them all in one place, right?
Okay.
And why that's so amazing, it's called like a one-stop shop. What that does, it gives an opportunity for, unfortunately, if a child goes through abuse or witnesses violence, when that call is brought in, if the CAC didn't exist, unfortunately, children would have to go through an interview, maybe do like 6-7 interviews, going to a couple of people from law enforcement, doing the interview over and over, go to child services, do another interview. Mm-hmm. Imagine the trauma, re-traumatizing this child over and over, right?
Yeah.
But when you keep the child's nature at the forefront, you know, through forensics and learning, you know, how children work, what they said is like, you know what? We need to get forensic interviewers, right? Mm. Who understand children. Give them the right interview, figure out what's really the cause, and more importantly, what we're able to do is because all the organizations, all the partners are in one place, all one accord, we're actually able to increase our conviction rate almost 196%, almost
wow.
two times more likely to convict people who are perpetrators.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, we're the place where you know, abuse ends and healing begins.
Interesting.
So it's just a place where, you know, a child, the second they walk in, you're going to see a smiling face that everyone, you go through that door, every moment is devoted to getting this child to get to a place of calm so they can open up themselves to be able to to give that voice, to tell their story, right? Mm-hmm. I always say the power of one's voice, no one can ever take that away from you. Mm-hmm. But sometimes shame, sometimes intimidation, sometimes, the outside world maybe forces us to feel that sometimes we can't give out that voice. We can't tell our truth. And the CAC, our job is to give children the opportunity and provide them with the trust enough, to provide a space enough to let a child tell their story, to tell their truth. Mm-hmm. And we always say the truth will always set you free. So yeah. Always trying to do that.
Well, in the marketing corner earlier, you were talking about how the kind of the plethora of different sales jobs you had, went down this path, but somehow it's brought you here.
Yes.
To be in the, I think, is it what, marketing director? Or what's,
so director of community development.
Community development.
I think it's a nice way to say a fundraiser, basically.
Nice. And so how did you find that spot?
Right. You saying like, how did I find it or why did I find it?
Those are both good. I'll take either.
I think I tell this story. I thank God for the opportunity to even get into sales. I think sometimes sales has a bad connotation to it.
For sure.
And obviously, I think there are people who probably do the wrong thing and do it the wrong way. Yeah, but in reality, life is sales, right? Mm-hmm. Every decision we're making, how we chose to dress today, how I choose to speak to someone, I'm selling something. Mm-hmm. Just do you even know what you're selling sometimes in life?
Yeah.
I did have an opportunity to be in sales, right? I've sold probably everything. I did get an opportunity to start to work with charities. And they always say, like, when you're doing sales for the charities or acquisitions, getting them clients and donors, they say that's the best type of sales. Why? Because guess what, like, in the end of the day, I used to say, at worst, I pushed you to save a life. I'm not gonna lose any sleep doing that.
That's interesting.
And I was born in Nairobi. I'm from Uganda, right? So I come from a place where poverty is normal. People live under $1 a day. And so one of the first organizations I started working with was Child Fund, which was child sponsorship. And so, when I got a chance to run my sales company, I chose to stay in the charity division. And so that was most of my my sales experience as an owner of a sales company, was working with charities as my clients. In the end of the day, I still probably lost my way, I would say. I dealt with, when you're in sales and running a business and being an owner, you deal with stress. I'm sure you know. I went into dealing with alcoholism and started going down the wrong path. I literally made a decision in my life that, I need to get my life right. And I said, from this day onward, this is a conversation I had with God. I said, from this day onward, I'm just going to use my gifts to serve people. And I thank God for my experience. And so, this opportunity, I started with Gospel Rescue Mission. And I had an opportunity, this position opened up, and it was like, wait, are you telling me I have a chance to be a voice for children, to advocate for children who's been through trauma, who's seen violence and unfortunately seen abuse? It's crazy, but
that seems like a good segue to Good Brothers.
Okay.
And the work that you're doing there. Yeah. So, before we jump over to Good Brothers, how can people connect with CAC if they want to?
Yeah, definitely. So, you can also always go to our website. It's going to be www.cacsoaz.org. Soaz.org. Check out our website there. Obviously, you're on Facebook, Southern Arizona Children's Advocacy Center on Facebook as well.
Nice. So Good Brothers, it was something that took me when we spoke about it.
Mm-hmm.
Tell, for those who never have heard about it, what is Good Brothers?
So the Good Brothers Foundation is the name of our charity, is the name of our organization and foundation. The Good Brothers stands for the acronym is GOOD, stands for growing to overcome the obstacles of our destiny. We believe spiritually that everybody has a destiny. Each of us were made for a purpose by our creator. And he made you perfectly already. and to accomplish something. And unfortunately, because we live in this world, obstacles are thrown at us every single day. And we believe that, in the book, the Bible, that you can find the path to overcome any of these obstacles. And not only that, spread the good news as well. So, that's really our mission. We just believe that by cultivating young men and men in general, we believe that there's a lost generation of men who don't have good role models, who didn't see men protect their family, protect women, protect their household, be examples, work hard. And therefore, we have a lot of men who are misguided. Mm. And we believe that by creating good brothers, by creating ambassadors, creating men who believe that, work hard, act the way that they talk about, live a good brother life, we believe we can save lives. They say, if you could change your man, you could change the family. Mm-hmm. Change the family, change the community, town, city, then the world. Mm-hmm. So that's really our goals.
And what can people look out for in regards to good brothers?
Yeah, good brothers. We're every second Sunday we're at the Gospel Rescue Mission. We're doing work there, working with them. But Saturday, May 13th, from basically 9 to about 4 a.m. the Desert Sands Casino, we're having a youth symposium, a youth leadership symposium. So we're going to get 150 graduating men here in Tucson. Mm-hmm. We're going to have an all day of keynote speakers, teaching men skills, fundamentals, professionalism, giving them a chance to learn how to grow and be successful in this world that unfortunately is not necessarily created to promote them.
Yeah, I think I saw some information about it. Tehran is speaking there, right?
Yes, Tehran. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I got the pleasure of, meeting with him on a couple occasions.
Yes, he's going to be our keynote speaker.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, man. So that's definitely some things that are coming up. Mm-hmm.
And how can people, if they want to sign up for that, if they want to plug in, they want to help out, they want to volunteer, they want to donate, how can they do that?
Yeah, so you can go to, we do have an Eventbrite site. I think probably maybe we can put it up somewhere.
Yeah,
I can put it up
on the Common Good Facebook
page. Common Good, yeah, we'll put that up there through there. You can go to our website, thegoodbrothersfoundation.org.
Okay.
And on there, our information is there as well. Nice. So definitely we're accessible. Obviously, if you meet, just come talk to John here, and he can connect me to you. Anyone who wants to be down, if you're about saving lives, working with young men, it's not like we're against, it's not like we don't work with women. Sometimes that comes up, actually.
Yeah,
but what we always say is that, guess what? You know what? Women support what we do because they recognize the need for who have sons, who have brothers, who recognize that, I wish I, my brother, my son, had an opportunity to be about young men who are about changing lives like you. So we definitely believe that's the way to go.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you, David Kamara, here with Children Advocacy Center and Good Brothers Foundation. I appreciate you joining
me. Oh, man, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
This is Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Go to veteranrescuemission.org to find out more about the show and the work that we do helping homeless veterans. We'll catch you next week.